Does the cloud know your desires when you don't?
Yeah.
And is there a way to access that information?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Can you tell us the way to access that information?
That's different. Because what we told you, we've already told you, you didn't get it. You're asking.
Is there something I'm not considering when...
Well, no, that's ridiculous. Just hold on. If you hadn't considered it, you wouldn't believe us if we told you.
That's our old way of asking questions. It's
Bob, what's
we
a new way?
Use that method. Yeah,
what's
what is the new way?
Bob, what's
go
new
back
way?
And use the 6 degrees. Go back. He won't notice it. Use the 6 degrees. I use them all the time. Just use the 6 degrees. You won't notice.
Engage. Yeah, engage.
Okay, can you tell me how to access?
No, wait. Slow down. You're asking because you don't know, or you're asking because you want to know?
Asking because I don't know.
What's the difference?
Therefore, well, one is you know and you just want to validate. And two is you're trying to find out. You're trying to actually get somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to get somewhere.
Well, hang on a second. That doesn't make sense to me. If you know you want to validate.
Well, if you want it, you can't have it. You're not going to have it. You're going to keep wanting.
Required.
That's the answer. I just gave the answer. It's like the cloud and the cloud.
Say it again?
That was the answer.
That was the answer.
Ta-da.
Yeah, what was the answer?
What he said. Question.
So this is called engagement. Yes, you are here, daughter.
Somebody repeat
daughter, you are
answer,
listening to a live
please.
Show, daughter.
If you go to the sixth section, and number two, the fourth hour after the ninth minute, that's where it'll be in the archive from the future. When you look then for now, then you'll have forgotten what the damn question was. But if you knew what the question was that was the answer, then you'd be able to hold in that was the answer when it was there. Yes.
I want to know what my desire is.
Then question it.
What is my desire?
No, question no, your desire.
Start off saying what it is for you.
Yeah. What do you think desire is?
Something that will make me happy.
But that's not a desire. That's an outcome.
Something I'm wanting. But I don't want to say wanting because
that's
I mean,
something
as soon
you don't
say,
have. That's something you don't have.
Right.
And it's not you don't have. So to have desire is a want. So if you want it, then you desire it. If you desire it, then you want it. So when you get it, you don't desire it any longer.
Okay.
Seems kind of self-deprecating, doesn't it?
Okay.
Well, no. We're not yelling at you. We're saying, don't close up on us. We're trying to get you somewhere. We're trying to loosen you up. You tighten us up tight, squeezing us out. Relax. Tranquilo.
Fragile.
No, fragile. What does fragile mean? That's it. The post office commercial. It's throwing the boxes against the wall. Smash, smash, smash. All the Christmas packages. Smash, smash, smash. And they're asking the question, what does fragile mean? What does fragile mean?
Hey, yes, you're here, daughter. We are talking about that stuff right now. You are here. You can speak. We can hear you.
So, desire, the essence of desire. Is a qualification of a new place you want to feel for the thought that you would feel better in the feeling place that is absent from your experience presently.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
No,
yeah.
That's not a yes. That's a question.
Yes, I agree.
Then you're saying you want to know the desire that is your desire. But see, to ask that question means that you want to experience something that you don't choose to experience. Because if you did, you'd have it already and you wouldn't want it. So you're looking for that quest, that long quest, that thing that you had that you didn't have, that you wanted, that you forfeited, because the desire apparently wasn't strong enough to have it, to keep it, to move it, to have it back again. So you're so powerful you could separate from it to find it back, and now you desire it because you couldn't have it then that you want now that you didn't know you want then. You'd give anything for it now, but you sort of blew it away then.
Correct.
Slipping in and out, over, under. Everything a rabbit can do to a stump. Objects of the elusive preposition.
You get that, Michelle? Grammarian talk here, as well as demonstration of rhetoric.
Yep.
No dialectics yet.
That's L. Ron Hubbard.
Dianetics. That's right. Very nice.
Where do I go from here then?
Anywhere you want to go, honey.
What did Ryan just rant on, Carol? And I have to wait for my notes. He just did a rant on something. Anybody know?
Desire.
Desire. Okay, good. Thank you.
What wanting desire is, how you get it when you got it that you get. So you got it. Oh, wait. We have to go to the archives in hour 6, number 4, number 7. 66, 49, 99, and 44, 100. And then you'll be right there.